Praise the Lord. Go to the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 13. And prior to that, Ezra chapter 4 verse 2. I'll get to those texts in just a moment. We're going to begin this message before we do. The title of the message tonight is Decoyed and Camouflaged. Decoyed and Camouflaged. Now, this message was spawned from a conversation my wife and I were having the other day, and she used the term decoyed, but didn't feel like that was the proper use, so she's mentioned the word camouflaged. And my mind immediately brought up thoughts of duck hunting, because those two words are synonymous with that sport, decoyed and camouflaged. And as I thought on that, I just couldn't get away from that. It just, you know, there are times you can be quickened. God's quickened me so many different ways according to a message that just begin to continue to play out. And I want to preach from this thought, decoyed and camouflaged. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege tonight that we have to gather in this place. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost at work in this hour. What a privilege that we can know that voice, oh God. We can be led by that right Spirit of God. We can know the truth that sets a man free and we can walk in it. Lord God, I thank you that we don't have to be in the slave labor camps of the devil, but we can walk in a freedom that is indeed. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for Christ who makes us free. We pray tonight that you'd speak into this place, into our hearts and our minds. We pray, God, that you'd galvanize this truth upon every heart who is open to hear your word, every eye that is keen to see, ear to hear. We pray that you'd move by your Spirit, not only upon the people, upon the preacher, Father. You'd anoint me to preach tonight the message of your word. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. As I told you, in this conversation, decoyed and camouflaged. I just begin to draw my thoughts out. God just began to settle on them, dealing with me along these lines. Now, I want you to take, saints, this is a vital, we've had so many vital messages here as of late. God has ministered throughout. I'm thankful. Don't ever want to come into God's house without a word from the Lord. But I believe that God is, there is some very, very specific things that there is a need to be spoken in this hour that you and I must take good heed to. Amen. It is to lead us through some very difficult places. It is to cause us to understand the mind of God in some difficult places and in a difficult hour. God is, this is such a time in the church, saints, that God's people see with spiritual eyes and ears rather than relax and wait upon what they can read with that mind and the thought. Amen. That mind and thought, physical eyes and ears, can get you into trouble. It is by necessity, saints, therefore, that we have a word from God to our heart according to the season of the hour. I believe that God would speak to us yet again tonight. I want to talk to you a little while. First of all, I want to talk to you about a decoy. A decoy. Now, I'm going to discuss this in hunting terms as it comes to duck hunting. Now, we have various decoys that we use in the pursuit of duck hunting. They're called blocks. You have hen, drake blocks. They float out there on water. We also have movable, because you want your spread to be moved lifelike. It's a spread. It's a decoy spread. Well, a decoy represents something that is supposed to be there. Now don't miss this. A decoy represents something that is supposed to be there. As a duck flying over, he sees that decoy spread. That means those ducks, there's a family of ducks that are supposed to be in that water. That's a decoy. Now, camouflage is something, there's various kinds, but I want to speak to you concerning duck hunting. You camouflage yourself into your surroundings. Most of the time, it's always in the winter. You're doing it in the camouflage among the flags, among the reeds, if you're in heavy timber, wherever the case may be. You're camouflaging yourself into the background. Now, camouflage masks what is not supposed to be there. What is not supposed to be there. Now, decoy represents what is supposed to be there. But camouflage masks what is not supposed to be there. Saints, this is a strategic device of the hunter of our souls. You hear me? This is a very strategic device of the hunter of our souls. A decoy is the likeness of something desirable, even good. In the case of a duck decoy, it mimics the real thing. Now, I want to take you for a moment to Ezra chapter 4. Look, one verse, verse 2. Then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God as ye do. And we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asher, which brought us up hither. Let us build with you. We're just like you. We seek the same God as you do. Let us build right alongside of you. Now go with me to 2 Peter, if you will. 2 Peter, chapter 2, look with me down to the 13th verse. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Now these are a decoy. They're a mimic of the real thing. It's something that is a likeness, something there. Saints, I'm going to take you back to the same reference to duck hunting. The best decoy is a live decoy. When we're duck hunting, we have these blocks, these fake decoys out there, movement in that spread. But the best kind of decoy is a live one. Now, there are times when we'll allow one lone bird to come in to that area we're hunting. If he's one by himself, we'll let him set. Now, what that means is that live bird is going to swim around. He's going to swim around for a while. He's alive. It says to those other passing birds, it's okay. Now he is a danger to them because he's alive. He's been lured in by our decoys. Now he's on that water facing our guns. Second kind of decoy, it's still alive, but it's called a cripple. A cripple is one that we've winged. He can't fly anymore, but he can swim and he can float. We let him set. We let him swim around. He can't fly away from us. At an appointed time, we'll take him out. But he's a cripple. Now, saints, you hear me tonight. The best kind of decoy is a live one. You've got to be very wary of this kind. The best kind of decoy is one who possesses the same foul spirit. Hear me, church. The enemy would desire to use any means or any methods to seduce his people. But saints, the best kind of decoy is the one with the same foul spirit. It is that foul spirit that will lead others into that same spread. Must be very aware of. The best kind is one who's allowed to sit because it's been seduced by that spread. It has the same spirit as to be attracted by that same desire. The second one is a cripple. Saints, do you hear the allegory in the life of the church? That there are those in the church who have the spirit. They've got that spirit as to be drawn in by the device of the adversary. They're a danger to those who would fly over with the same kind of spirit. The next kind is when you get a cripple in the house of God. Their spirit is crippled. It's on the inside. They're also a danger because the hunter of our soul would use such a one as a decoy to draw us near, dear God. A decoy serves the purpose of a lure. Look with me at 2 Peter chapter 2. I want to read quite a bit here for just a moment. I want you to get this in you thoroughly. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning verse 1. Read down to the 19th verse. Follow along with me. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of wrath shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person. I'm going to skip right on down, because that is basically in a parentheses. Let me go down to verse 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and an heart that they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade that madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. My God, saints, this decoy serves as a lure to bring men away from God into this trap of the soul. Saints, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. We have a hunter for our soul. Remember, there is another life not far from the one you're supposed to be living. You hear me? There's another life not far from the one that you are supposed to be living. It looks similar. It sounds similar, but that's the nature of a decoy. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, Proverbs 14 and 12. You must be wary of these devices. The purpose of a decoy is to bring the game within range of the hunter. He's the one in camouflage. He is not supposed to be there. Come on, saints. If we could see the hunter and were aware of his intention, we would not be lured by his decoy so readily. He knows that. When we go out into the field to hunt, set those decoys out there, we do it under color of night. Now, you hear the whole deception behind this thing is we would seek meat. Saints, can I tell you, there's a hunter of the soul. He comes under color of night, puts his decoys out there, and it spread, gives them as much lifelike form as possibly can be achieved. Then he steals away in the shadows, camouflaged by his dress, waiting upon those who would take wing and fall in among that spread. Hear me, saints of God. He camouflages himself because he knows that if we detect his intention, we will not so nearly so quickly come into this place. Dear God Almighty, therefore he camouflages himself. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. He will pass himself off as whatever may be necessary to bring your life within the range of his intentions. Can you say amen? Whatever he's got to do, whatever he has to do, he will pass himself off. He'll come as friend. He'll come as acquaintance. He'll come whatever the case may be. He'll come as sales, whatever the case may be. He'll come to sell himself. He'll bite it off. He's patient. Many times within the church, I've watched this on several occasions. Watch this, where a person would be drawn in. Saints of God, there is a spirit within some who will not be detoured, although passed by. They're not going to be detoured. You're blessed, God. You're not going to deny me nor dismiss me. I'm going to continue to come back and come back and come back. And that unwary soul is finally beaten down by that continual coming. You hear me, saints of God? It is a foul spirit that will not be denied. And if you do not free yourself from among that, you'll be ensnared by that continual coming. Saints, there is also a negative to a divine positive. That woman came before that unjust judge continually, said, "You've got to do something about my adversary." And because of her continual coming, saints, can I tell you, there is an opposite side to that. There is a deviltry of spirit that can take hold of men and women that refuses to be denied access into a life that they're after because they detect a spirit that is one they can latch a hold of. If you believe it, can you say amen? Say something to these things must be made aware of. We're dealing in such a time. You know, the church has had the privilege for a long time to deal among the natural, and God would lead us how to deal among that nature. But saints, we're dealing well beyond the natural anymore. The church must know how to deal among the spiritual. You and I must be of a spiritual inclination. You cannot be that which simply listens with your head, but you've got to have a heart after God. There, you've got to have a prayer meeting. You must possess a Bible study. You must walk in the Spirit, and you must be faithful to the house of God. If you believe it, can you say amen? My God. Psalm 22 and 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Hosea 14 and 9, who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Saints, that wise bird keeps high and continually moving. There is a time of the season, first dawn of the season. You can call to the ducks, they'll fall into those calls. But that second season of the year comes later in the winter. They've passed through a lot of spreads. They've been shot at multiple times. They've been called out to by everybody in the world. That bird has become wise now. He stays high. He continues to move south. He didn't come down into those spreads. Hear me. He's a wise bird. He stays clear of trouble. He can detect it as something doesn't look right down there. As some birds that may come in a little lower. But I mean one false move. That face shine there in that camouflage. Oh, that spread doesn't move just right. He didn't like what he's gone. He's a wise bird. Something has given him a sense of wisdom. But that silly, foolish bird comes low to investigate. Because he has sin in his heart, he is susceptible to the decoys and consequently the hunter who waits in camouflage. Hear me, saints of God. He is foolish in his heart. She is foolish in her spirit. Therefore, he comes in to investigate, comes in low, to seek out, to look. Is this a good place? Unaware of the hunter who waits in the shadows to take that life. Hear me, saints. We're living in such an hour where the decoy has been set up against the child of God, and the one in camouflage is the hunter of our soul, and he would take us out. Therefore, you must be wary. Saints, this is a time to not only be wary for yourself, but you need to be wary for your family. You need to be wary for your friends. You need to be wary for your church, work associates, the people on sitting the side of the pew with you. You need to know that spirit. Amen. You know, we've been pushed away from these things because we've been told not to judge. Saints, if you don't judge, you're living on half of the Bible. He said, judge not lest you be judged. Then he said, judge righteous judgment. That means you got a discernibility inside of you that is aware. You don't see just the movement of the hands, but you detect the movement of the spirit. There's the spirit inside of you allowing you to know what's going on in that life. Saints, can I tell you, there's a multiplied people in the church today. They're unaware that that's a devil's decoy, and there's a devil waiting in the shadows to take that precious life out. If you believe it, can you lift your hands across this room? My God, help us to be wary. Help us to be wary. Flee these things, saints, lest you procure to yourself a deep wound and your righteousness stink and you be judged of God. This happened too many times. People who start out well get confused, caught up, come alongside somebody else with the same foul spirit, maybe farther along in it. The devil leaves them out there as a cripple. Saints, can I tell you tonight, one of the dangers in the church is the cripple. Now you hear me well. One of the dangers in the church is the cripple. I remember my home pastor one time preached a message. He said, any time in a time of war that you attack a vessel You tack that vessel, now it can't move. Its rudders are torn, its sails are shattered, its main beams are broken, can't move. The problem with that vessel is now a menace to everything on that water. And saints, let me tell you, that is one of the menaces of the church, is a cripple. A cripple. A cripple in spirit. Wounded in spirit. Bitter in spirit. Problems that won't be dealt with. A life that won't come under subjection. It becomes a cripple. And if I, as a hunter, nail me a cripple, I'm going to leave him sitting. Because I'm waiting for the next foolish flock that'll come along. And I'm going to find me a foolish bird. Come on, church. Many times, if you duck hunt, they'll come in. My, they can come in 20s, 50s, 100s. They can come in. But they don't all hit that spread. As they come through, after a while, you just get, oh, my, look at the hundreds coming. You can forget those hundreds. You watch for those twos, those fours, those fives, those sixes, because they're going to cut out of that spread. They're going to cut out of that big flock. They're going to circle. Main body's going to keep on going. Those old bird, that wise bird up there, he's still trumpeting to those side. You keep going. Those few going to circle off and will come around. That's when you lay in on that call. You start that call. Get that hail call going. Calling after that. It comes in close. Go, okay, coming over. Coming behind us. When they go back, they're not sitting. You don't call when they're looking right at you. They go behind you. Call there. Now when they get in close, you start that feed call. That means there's good stuff down here. Come on, church. Do you hear the allegory? Come on, church. There's good stuff down here. You start that clucking feed call. Bring them in. They cup those wings. That foolish, silly bird comes down among that spread. Falls prey to those decoy. Falls prey to that cripple out there in that water. Coming to that which just like me, sounds like me, looks like me. It's a cripple. It can't fly anymore. Saint of God, can I tell you tonight, the only thing different between a blessing and a buzzard is a prayer life. Come on, saints. If you're not a praying man, you're a buzzard. If you're not a praying woman, you're a buzzard. Come on, church. And the only thing that keeps you and I having spiritual sanity is a prayer life, to stay prayed through, or I won't know what spirit I am of. Come on, saints. You've got to walk in the spirit. I'm not talking about a gibberish. I'm not talking about foolish stuff you can't understand. I mean, we've been in Pentecost so long, I can probably talk your language. Come on, church. I can listen to you long enough, I can sound just like you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about full of the Holy Ghost. It is absolutely essential and necessary. You're that cripple out there saying, are you going to be judged? Your life is going to be judged because you wouldn't pray through. You brought somebody that had clean, well, passed over into the range of the guns of that hunter that's stealing under the shadows of night. You hear me, saints? If you and I don't keep our spirit right, if we don't stay under the blood, if we let resentfulness and disfence get inside of us, we become a cripple, and Satan's going to use us as a means to draw those in who had prayed through. I mean, that lead duck's calling, come on, come on. No, no, no. There's somebody like me down on the water. I'm going to go investigate. And it draws them in to the range of those guns, and that cripple's going to be judged for it. Hear me, saints. It's those are let's stay it. We become so foolish as to investigate. I want to encourage you tonight. Flee those things lest you procure to yourself a deep wound and your righteousness stink and you be judged of God. I've watched this so many times take place. So many times I've watched this take place. Many times, church, we don't... I picked up today just looking through the basket, just an old message of Brother Schutz, just a corner of him. Pull that out of there. I thought, I feel like I need to read this. I began to read that. And this line came to me that I gave you just a moment ago. This is from Brother Schutz. There is another life not far from the one you're supposed to be living. I thought, I've read this whole thing for that. There's another life not far from the one you're supposed to be living. My God, you be aware, saints. Be aware. Flee these things. Get away from it. Leave it alone. Flee these things lest you procure to yourself a deep wound, your righteousness stink, and you be judged by God. For there is one who seeks your soul to destroy it, and you and I must know that. The only thing keeps me right before God is walking with God, full of the Holy Ghost, staying in a prayer life, walking with God, faithful to God, coming under subjection to Him, humble before God, walking before God in the humility of heart. You become proud in spirit in any way, and who's to know? A man who's proud doesn't know he's proud. Come on, church. A man who's blind doesn't know he's blind. A woman who's deaf to the things of God doesn't know she's deaf to God. Why? Because she is deaf, and because she is blind, and because he is proud. Come on, saints. You cannot know these things. The only thing, only way you and I could be made to realize is you've got to have a prayer life. You've got to have somebody speaking to you outside of yourself. You've got to have that witness of the Holy Ghost revealing you the truth. We're moving and we're not just moving, we're in desperate times. We've come through the door of desperate times. We're moving deeper into it. Saints, we're moving beyond fresh air. We're moving beyond general fresh air. We're moving to the place that the only fresh air for the church is what's extracted from another world. Amen. We're moving into the time, the only way you're going to have any conceivable possibility of being right in what you're doing or what you're hearing or what you're thinking, it's because you've just come out of a prayer closet somewhere and you didn't dilly-dally in there, but you broke through until you touched God. We're coming to the time, saints, you'll die if you don't have a prayer life. Amen. You won't make it one step to the next. You'll fall prey to the spread and the hunter lurking in the shadows. You'll fall prey to the foolishness of your own mind, because the only good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variables, neither shadow of turning. There's none good in us. It's only in him. I have no hope, none whatsoever, if God does not walk with me. Moses said, if you go not with us, carry us not up. That's my continual prayer. Lord, I'm more apt to fail than I am succeed, but with you all things are possible. I know, I know, I know. If you believe it, would you give him a praise in this house? Hallelujah to the Lamb. I'm going to stop right there. Hadn't been a lengthy message, but since God's speaking to us in this hour, you do well to take heed. Ask my wife to come to the piano as you and I are shut in with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I worship you tonight in this room. Exalt and lift your name on high. Oh, my Savior. My Savior. Saints, any message like this is not only good for those who need to hear it desperately because of circumstance that prevails in their life, but it works good in us who walk with God so that we may be prior warned and be made more aware of the lurking things that we may not be aware of. To see the contest for the souls that we care about. Oh, my God. Father, we walk before you tonight in this place. We seek you out humbly. Lord, we ask, God, that you'd reveal yourself. Lord, I'm asking you to break through the shadows, Lord God. Not only personality, God, not only natural skin, but, oh, God, break through that spirit place, Lord. God, help us to speak such a clarion word. God, it'd break through on that ground necessary. I realize not everybody in the world, not everybody in the church is going to pick up truth. But God, I know that there is a people who've not bowed their knee to the image of Baal. There are folks hungry for God. Lord, I know there's a religious foolish crowd. They've fallen prey. Lord, there's a lot of them out there in the spread of the devil. They're the cripples swimming around. They've been hurt somewhere and they're carrying that pain right into another spread. Now they're crippled out there. And the enemies, he's using them for the purpose. He knows they're crippled. He's going to bring unwary souls into that spread because of that cripple. My God Almighty. Father, help us to realize the necessity of keeping our heart prayed through, lest we fall prey to the device the adversary set up against the church. Oh, God, help us to be faithful. Lord God, help us, Lord. Oh, my God. My God Almighty. I want you to seek him across this room tonight, sir. Come on, church. My God, you seek him tonight in this place. Seek him out. Oh, hallelujah. All over this room. I'm going to ask you to stand with me as he begins to play. You and I are shut in with God. Matter of fact, just come on to the altar with me tonight. Oh, God would speak to us. Tonight. God would speak to you. God, he has something he wants to say. Let's kneel in these altars tonight, church. Let's just get down and put our face in these altars tonight. Oh, let's get our face in this altar tonight. Let's seek him out this night. God, there's an adversary of our soul. There's an enemy. This is serious business. This has moved beyond the comical. Oh, God, this is serious business. My God. Saint, I tell you now, the farther this thing goes, the masks are going to be ripped off of the true face. that behind camouflage is going to become emboldened in its pursuit. Spirit of these times are enabling. Back when I started hunting doves, our shells were 2 3/4 for the most part. They've moved up to 3 inch and 3 1/2. We reached farther than we ever have those guns. We choked that shotgun down to a place, reached way into the heavens. Saints, Satan is empowering his forces because he's been gaining an advantage through the church. Oh my God. He's used the avenue of the church to attack men's souls more than anyone this last hour. And it's been mainly through the Pentecostal church. That sin of our own heart has brought us in low to investigate. And has let us sit. And there are folks that are sitters in the church. Remember that term during the time of 2001 when they flew into our building? They called them sleepers. Saints, I'm going to tell you, we've got sitters in the church. Satan is back in the shadows waiting because he knows they look just like, they smell just like, they spreads out there. But this is more powerful. There's real living mobility and cripples. Oh my God, hear me, saints. Satan doesn't care who he uses, and he don't care how he uses it. You can be wounded in the house of God through struggle you've been through. Let me tell you, saints, you leave that wound open, the flies are going to blow it. They'll leave their eggs behind. Oh, my God. Oh, let's seek him out tonight in this place. Seek out for the sake of God men's souls in this altar. Lay men's lives on this altar. Lay your life on the altar. Seek God along a true path. Oh, God, let's seek him out in this room. As she begins to sing, let's seek him in this place. I know this is a heavy message. I know it's from God. This is a time. This is an hour.
Most gracious Lord, what you do is that I need you so. I need you.
Saints, this ought to make us storm heaven's gates tonight. Oh, this ought to make us set in to storm heaven's gates. My God. It'll be among your loved ones and those you care about. Friends you've walked with for life. They're going to drop down out of that high flock. Circle low to come in to investigate. And there's a hunter waiting in the woods. Oh, my God. Keep your spirit and your heart right, lest you become crippled, wounded, and by necessity must come low into that water. Knowing the devil will take you out, but he didn't. Maybe he's not as bad as I thought he was. He let you sit. He'll use you. You're profitable because you're crippled. Oh, Son of God, don't let your spirit get crippled. Keep your heart right, walk right with God. Fly high. Keep flying. Keep flying high. You stay up there with those wise birds. You keep flying on. Flying on. Oh, I'm tired, Pastor. Fields are green. Looks like a lot of birds down there. That quickening of the Holy Ghost will allow you to know what's down there. There'll come a time God's Spirit, he'll show you the safe haven of his rest. He'll tell you when it's a safe place. I can't see anything. He'll cause you to drop below the cloud line, right through a hole in the heavens. Find you a safe place. Seek him out. My God, sing it again. Oh. Thank you.
My soul.